Enki Ruka would get down from the swing sometimes and pick me up in her arms and give me little pieces of soft, uncooked dough to squeeze between my chubby fingers. Everything was happiness and singing when I was a little girl. There was plenty of time for it. We did not have hurry. We did not have electricity or fresh water or sadness either, because none of these had been connected to our village yet. I sat in between the roots of my limber tree, and I laughed while I watched Enki Ruka swinging back and fro. The tether of the swing was very long, so it took a long time for her to travel from one end of its swing to the other. It never looked like it was in a rush, that swing. I used to watch it all day long, and I never realized I was watching a pendulum counting down the last seasons of peace in my village. In my dream, I watched that tire swinging back and fro, in that village we did not yet know was built on an oil field and would soon be fought over by men in a crazy hurry to drill down into the oil. This is the trouble with all happiness. All of it is built on top of something that men want. I dreamed of watching Enki Ruka swinging back and fro, and when I woke up, there were tears in my eyes, and in the light of the moon, I was watching something else swinging back and fro. I could not tell what it was. I wiped the tears from my eyes, and I opened them fully, and then I saw what it was that was swinging through the air at the end of my bed. It was a single Dunlop green flash trainer. The other one had fallen off the foot of the woman with no name. She had hanged herself from one of the long chains that reached up to the roof. Her body was naked, apart from that one shoe. She was very thin. Her ribs and her hip bones were sharp. Her eyes bulged open and pointed up into thin blue light. They glittered. The chain had crushed her neck as thin as her ankle. I watched the Dunlop green flash trainer and the bare dark brown foot with its grey sole swinging back and fro past the end of my bed. The green flash trainer glowed in the moonlight like a slow and shining silver fish, and the bare foot chased it like a shark. They swam circles around one another. The chain squeaked quietly.